So, do you, is this something you guys do full time?
No, it's not a full time post. It's something that I got involved in on a sort of sessional basis because I believe in the cause, and I've got used to speaking to young people, and I enjoy speaking to young people, so that's why I still do what I do.
Okay. Are there any other things that motivate you to do this?
I like to talk, to be perfectly honest, and it's interesting to give people a different point of view, mm-hmm. and just to show people a bit of common sense at times. I don't really go in and preach, I don't deliver lectures. I try and provide an environment where people can see things for themselves. I think that's a better way to learn.
What are some of the different experiences that you've had going into different schools?
That's a tough question to answer because I've been nationwide. Even though this is a small country, there's still a long way to travel and loads of schools to go into. But you go into really innocent, young, immature views about types of people. And then you can go to secondary schools where people are a bit older where they're actually really angry. And they don't really know why they're angry once you get to speak to them. So there's a wide range. Everything that you'd imagine is probably there. It's probably what I've seen. And when I started the job, I didn't really think any of this stuff existed because I was sort of oblivious to it myself, growing up and getting on with things. But it definitely exists with young people, and left unchallenged, that's why people have these views as adults.
When you go into a school where the kids are really angry, what do you find are some of the more effective things that you can say or do with them?
I think the most effective thing I can do when someone is quite angry is to just keep asking them, so exactly why are you angry? And a lot of the anger is from a lot of misinformation. So actually, the more questions you ask, you'll see that actually you don't really know what you're talking about. And if you don't really know what you're talking about, then how can you justify what your thoughts are? So for me, that's how I try to deal with it. I try to make a situation where people are actually explaining exactly what they feel, rather than just shooting off at the hip, saying God knows what. Yeah. I still play football, but not professionally. I also coach, and we all do all sorts of different bits and pieces. Obviously, we've all played football for so long, we've just come out of football, so you have to do different things with your life. So we're all over the place, really. All over the place. I was born in London. London. I think Luth, you was born in Jamaica, wasn't you? Luth was born in Jamaica. Manisha was born in Kenya.
And
this is the South team, yeah. There's one missing. But yeah, there's about eight of us, but we work on and off.
What else would you say about the organization Show Races in the Red Card?
What else would I say about it? I think it's a really good organization. I think it's clearly the lead educator in the country on this issue. It's not just a t-shirt campaign, it's not just a poster campaign. We actually go and speak to people. We speak to like 50,000 youngsters every single year. So I think we do a lot of good work, and I think as long as schools continue the work once we're gone, I think things and views can change for the better.
What work, how do they continue that work? What work do they do?
Again, that's down to the individual schools, because we usually only go into a school once a year, maybe twice a year, to work with one or two age groups. So it's just how seriously the school takes it. Do they want to embed it through their curriculum, or do they want to just wait for an organisation such as ourselves to come in once a year? That's down to each school. We don't have any control over that.
And you all have some curriculum that you can provide too, right?
If they wanted guidance, then yeah, most definitely. But again, every school's different. There's no set way of having to do things. Each school's is kind of a law unto themselves on this topic. They've got to make sure that obviously there's no discrimination, but in terms of how much that's enforced, how do you measure that? I don't know if there's a measure for that.
And if you wouldn't mind just saying your name again.
My name's Osei Sankofa.